This is Rafe Jenkins, podcast E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today we're with David Franklin. We're going to be talking about veterans in the workforce. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rafe. Pleasure to be here today.
All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, David Franklin, I currently reside in Austin, Texas. I'm former military, U.S. Navy, 8 years of service. I spent about 21 years post-transition in corporate, including two IPOs, some entrepreneurship with some startups, and then having my own business now.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about your business.
My business is a Salesforce systems integrator and product development firm. Part of what we do or why we do it is we have the availability to help veterans in transition, mentoring them and coaching them into business consultants post-transition.
Awesome. So why is it so difficult for veterans to go into the workforce?
I believe it's difficult, just like with myself, but for me it was 21 years ago. Today, there's even more noise and what I like to categorize as finding the signal within the noise. When you're in the military, you have one signal, one mission, one voice, you have a set of values, you're connected to it. When you transition out in the civilian community, it's very hard to find that signal within a corporation, within a community. So for a veteran to transition, to me, it's very important for them to understand how to find the signal within the noise.
Awesome. So give us an example, I guess, of like, what war is like and how it's so difficult, like practical terms, and how difficult it is to just transition into like our society and working and everything.
Well, for me, being a naval personnel, I was on a ship, I was stationed in the Gulf in 89-90, leading up to and during the first Gulf War on the USS LaSalle. I transitioned out and into Bermuda. And even in this simple exercise here, going from a war zone into Bermuda is very similar in a scenario of going from the military into civilian life. I came off this military high, and I came into a work environment where there wasn't a lot of activity. I didn't feel like I was contributing. I had no purpose, and I had left a combat area with high visibility. So when you transition out of the military and you come into civilian life, you're having to be reacquainted with a culture, with part of society that you haven't interacted with. You've sort of been lost in space, lost in time a little bit. The culture, the differences, simple things like a 24-hour clock and a 12-hour clock on your watch makes a big difference. And just being engaged and trying to find that purpose and that community to be reconnected with is very important.
Right. So how does your company help veterans prepare for the workplace?
We help them prepare through mentorship and through apprenticeship and coaching. So we align military veterans that have gone through various veteran service organizations like Vet Force, Maravish, the Jewish Vocational Services. They receive free education, training, certification through those programs. And then we want to make them more competitive in the workforce. So we say we're the cloud that bridges the gap between education and employment. And in doing so, we continue that training in the workforce through giving the veteran a seat at the table to learn about business processes, to gain more certification, log project hours, so they can be more competitive. But more importantly to me is helping them with wellness and understanding who they are and to get past what they were in the military.
Right. So is there a certain story that you could think of off the top of your head where, you know, a certain individual came to you and your training brought tremendous success?
Yeah. Very specifically, we had one soldier he was in the Navy, one military personnel. He was working nights at a large corporation in a fab operation, and he started to do some daytime training with us and go through another Veteran Service Organization for his certification. He eventually was laid off from that FAB operation type of work, and he started working with us full time. Over a period of 3 to 6 months, we was able to position him to move into the workforce, and as a result, it netted him about a $30,000 increase in a competitive marketplace to where he can gain more of a salary.
That's awesome. So what would you say to business owners that are having a hard time with people in the military, or like they're reconsidering hiring someone in the military? What would you say to them?
For a business owner, you have to be able to communicate your values and your belief and connect your people, whether they're military or not. You have to connect your people to the core values and the belief and create a culture that drives purpose within the inside of the individual, specifically the veterans. The veterans are designed and they have the mental process to serve. They want to be of service, but they have to be tied to the mission.
That's awesome. David, this is the part of the podcast where I open it up for you to share anything that's on your mind. So just go ahead, brother.
Well, thank you again for this opportunity. You know, from a business standpoint, we like to say is we're going to support your business. We need you to support our veterans. And you do that by partnering with us. Pay special attention to the veterans that they have a lot of skill sets, a lot of talents, a lot of tangible or intangible skill sets that you want to hire on. And these are great things that you can take advantage of bringing them into the workforce. Again, help them find the signal within the noise of the corporate environment. Help them be connected to the mission and to the purpose and feel like they're contributing. And you will have a very successful and loyal employee within your organization.
Awesome, David. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you much, and I appreciate the time, and glad to be a listener as well.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.